Greetings, friends, and welcome back for part 3 in our series of programs on the Feast of Tabernacles. In today's program, we're going to talk about the third clue God gives us to unlock the depth and the meaning of the Feast of Tabernacles. So what is this third clue? The third clue is that the Feast of Tabernacles lasted for 7 days. Now, what lesson is this supposed to teach us? Well, the lesson that we are supposed to learn is that 7 is the biblical number of perfection and completion and fulfillment. That's why the feast occurs in the 7th month, and the Feast of Tabernacles has 7 days, and there are 7 annual festivals. All of these 7s picture God's perfect and complete plan of salvation when He fulfills all of His prophecies about salvation for all people in the world. And again, as you understand each one of the 7 days individually, you will see that it is in the 7th month that God is going to do His greatest work of salvation. Currently, we are the few who are chosen to follow God. Many are called, but only few are chosen. In this 7th month, we find it pictured that many, in fact all, will be called and many will be chosen. Right now, many are called, but only a few are chosen. In the future, as pictured by this 7th month, in which the Feast of Tabernacles falls and it occurs for 7 days, that's the time when all will be called and many will be chosen. So let's see some 7s in the Bible to prove that 7 is the biblical number of perfection, completion, and fulfillment. We want to start in the beginning, so let's start in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, and verses 2 through 3, it says, "On the 7th day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the 7th day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the 7th day and sanctified it." There is no other day during the course of the week that God ever blessed and sanctified, and nobody can change that. The first day of the week, which is Sunday, is not a day that God ever blessed and sanctified. You never find that in the scriptures. It is the 7th day that God blessed and sanctified, and that is because 7 is the biblical number of perfection, completion, and fulfillment. God created the heavens and earth in 6 days, and on the 7th day He rested. So a week is comprised of 7 days. 7 days brings to completion the weekly cycle. It shows the fulfillment of God's perfect creation. Now let's see another 7. This is in Leviticus chapter 25 and verses 2 through 4. Here we talk about every 7th year the land was given complete rest. So every 7 years there was a land Sabbath. You could work the land for 6 years, but then in the 7th year the land was supposed to rest, to rejuvenate itself. So the land was completely rejuvenated. 7 is the biblical number of perfection, completion, and fulfillment. In this case, the land was completely rejuvenated during the 7th year when it was allowed to rest. So no planting and no harvesting occurred during that period of time. And then we have the 7-year land Sabbath multiplied 7 times so that it gives us 49 years, and then the 50th year is the year of Jubilee. We can find that in Leviticus chapter 25, and this would be in verses 8 through 10. And notice something, that this year of Jubilee actually starts in the 7th month on the Day of Atonement. So let's read this in Leviticus 25 and verses 8 through 10. "You shall number 7 Sabbaths of years," in other words, 7 times 7 years, so this is going to be 49 years. "Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Day of Atonement, and you shall make holy," or hallow, or keep holy, because only God can make holy, so you shall keep holy the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land. So after 7 cycles of 7 years, then you had complete liberty, and this was called the year of Jubilee. That's a perfect cycle of 7 times 7. Jesus also used the number 7 to admonish Peter to give liberty to people by forgiving them of their sins. So anybody that sins against you, you should set them free from their indebtedness to pay you back by saying, you don't have to pay me back for the wrong that you did. I forgive you. And Jesus used 7 to admonish Peter to do this. We can find this in Matthew chapter 18 and in verses 21 through 22. Here it says that Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Jesus answered and said to Peter, don't do it just 7 times, but do it 7 times 70 times. In other words, 490 times, 7 times 70. That's a lot of forgiveness. It's inexhaustible, in other words. So you have to completely forgive a person. That's what God is saying. Now let's turn over to Exodus chapter 29, and we'll read in verse 29 through 35. And I'm going to, of course, abbreviate this for the sake of time. But in Exodus chapter 29, in verses 29 through 35, it talks about the Levitical priest being set apart for holy use during a 7-day period. It reads, the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him to be anointed therein and to be consecrated in them. And that son, that is the priest in his stead, shall put them on for 7 days. When he comes into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place, he's going to have on these consecrated clothes. Thus you shall do to Aaron and to his sons according to all things which I have commanded you. 7 days shall you consecrate them. So they were completely and perfectly consecrated, set apart for holy use during this 7-day period. Now there are a lot of sevens in this next example. This is the example about the city of Jericho. And notice how many sevens there are in this example. We can find it in Joshua chapter 6 and verses 2 through 5. This is Joshua chapter 6, verses 2 through 5. The Lord said to Joshua, I have given into your hand the land of Jericho, or in the city of Jericho. All the men of war shall compass the city and march around it once. Thus shall you do 6 days. The 7 priests, so this is the first time that we see 7 here, the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets. The 7 trumpets is the second time we see 7. And they shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. Now we see a third 7. And on the 7th day you shall compass the city, how many times? You guessed it, 7 times. That's the 4th time that we see 7 used. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets, and it shall come to pass that when they shall make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you shall hear the sound of a trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. So we have 4 sevens there. And what it shows is that the city completely fell into the possession of the Israelites on the 7th day after having walked around it 6 times. Then on the 7th day they walked around it. The 7 priests blew the 7 trumpets, and then the city completely fell down. Then in the book of Revelation, we see a lot of sevens also. And you know why that is, right? That's because the book of Revelation is the book of fulfillment. God fulfills all of the things that he has prophesied. That's why it says it's the book of Revelation. He's revealing everything that he has prophesied that he is about to fulfill. So we have the 7 churches mentioned in the book of Revelation. That's in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4. It says that John wrote to the 7 churches which are in Asia, and he wrote, grace be to you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. And also Grace and peace be to you from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Now in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20 it says, the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks I'm about to explain to you. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. So here we have it, that these seven churches represent the complete spectrum of the pluses and problems in God's people. Because as you remember, some of the churches had a lot of pluses, like the Philadelphian church, but then many of them, in fact most of them, had problems. So these seven churches represent the complete spectrum of the pluses and problems in God's people all throughout the ages. Then in Revelation chapter 8, we see seven angels with seven trumpets. This is in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 2. I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then in Revelation chapter 10 and verse 7, it says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. Again, we see right in the scripture that seven, when the seventh angel sounds his seventh trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. The number seven represents completion, fulfillment, when things are finished. And he has declared all of these things to his prophets, and when that seventh angel sounds the seventh trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. Then we see in Revelation chapter 11 and in verse 15, it says that the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. This shows the perfect fulfillment when Christ comes back to the earth and begins to reign over the earth. And you know what's interesting? Is that this 1,000-year reign of Christ happens in the 7,000th year of mankind's existence. Now, it may be hard for some of you to believe, but Adam and Eve was created approximately 6,000 years ago. There might have been some other kind of pre-Adamic beings here on earth that resembled human beings, but for sure, mankind created in the image of God through Adam and Eve occurred only 6,000 years ago. And so during the 7,000th year of mankind's existence, that's when Christ will come back and he's going to reign over the earth forever and ever from that point forward. So we have 6,000 years of Satan's rule of hard bondage, working for a slave master, but then in the 7,000th year, we have Christ taking over the world and giving us rest from Satan's bondage and from sin. And it says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, beloved, do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So also the 7 days of creation picture these same 7,000 years. The seventh day of rest in this week of creation pictures this 7,000th year of rest. So 7 is the number of completion.